Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, onto the cost of college, which keeps rising. According to the National Center for Education Studies, you'll spend on average $140,000 to attend a four-year institution of higher education. Now, that's an average of tuition, fees, and room and board for both public and private schools. But still, many kids won't be going, and it's likely many who do will have to work to help pay off that debt. One high school in Nashville is preparing its students to meet that challenge with a special course. Blake Farmer from Here and Now contributor Nashville Public Radio explains.
It's the afternoon lull at Bongo Java, a popular coffee shop in the hip East Nashville neighborhood. Five students from Kipp Academy, one of the city's charter schools, are tripping over each other behind the counter, trying to show off what they've learned. Grinding espresso beans, packing the grounds, steaming milk.
Let's see how this goes. Ready?
Ayana Holder knocks a steel pot of scalding milk to keep foam from forming. She has a cup of espresso in the other hand. She begins pouring the latte, aiming for the quintessential leaf design on top.
That's a new masterpiece.
A little more impressionistic than what she was going for.
It is. It's a cloud.
You can only get so much practice over the course of 6 weekends. This barista training idea was cooked up as a job training project, but Kipp Nashville director Randy Dowell saw it as a prime college prep opportunity. Like many charter schools, Kipp pushes students to go to college and even promises to help them finish. But Dowell says money can get in the way.
Hey, college is expensive. It's really expensive, and so they're going to have an opportunity to have a skill that could potentially bridge some of the gap.
And as part-time jobs go, Bongo CEO Bob Bernstein says baristas can earn as much as $20 an hour with tips if it's busy.
Yeah, we have several employees that are going. We got Vanderbilt, MTSU, TSU. We got employees at a lot of different schools here in town. We actually hire a lot of people that just graduated from college, too, are still looking for that first job.
None of these high school students had even been to a trendy coffee shop like Bongo Java before this pilot project. Ali Muhammad says he learned about the training through another student.
She was like, yo, you should come. And I was like, where? And then she was like, Bongo Java. And I was like, Bongo who? And then
one African-American student says she pokes fun at her white friends and their coffee craze. But as Ayana Holder looks a few years down the road, she can see how knowing her way around a coffee bar could help make ends meet.
For example, like the summer college program we're doing, like they're expensive. So I'm just thinking about, when we go to college and, oh, Jesus.
The looming cost can be all-consuming, says Tyson Newsom. She's just a high school freshman.
Every day I ask my mom, like, how can I help?
Newsom's mother tells her to focus on her studies so she can get a great scholarship. For what that doesn't cover, maybe pouring lattes will. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.